Hey, Roger, how are you?
Great, thanks for having me.
Appreciate you. I wish this race was today. What a glorious day it is. Did we lose Roger? Are you still with us?
Yeah, sorry, I lost you for a second there.
All right. Big race this weekend. Actually, a lot going on this weekend at MIS. Fill us in.
Well, we start tomorrow with practice. All the Cup guys will be out there with the new pavement, testing it out. So we added 6 hours of practice for them because the speeds are going to be absolutely phenomenal with this new pavement. We had a Goodyear tire test a month or so ago, and the guys that were here then were doing over 215 miles an hour. So average lap speed over 200. The top speed was 215, but that'll still make us the fastest track in NASCAR. So we're going to give them a few extra hours tomorrow, and we've opened that up in the afternoon free for fans. Friday, we've got the Rain Eaters 200 ARCA race. Saturday is jam-packed with pole qualifying for Cup when they'll officially break a lot of records, and that'll be followed up by the Alliance Truck Parts 250 Nationwide Series race at 3:45, followed by a free Big and Rich concert for people who are out there on Saturday night, and, of course, Sunday's the Big and Loans 400 NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race. So just a lot of activity on the track and probably just as much, if not a lot more, off the track.
How many people are you expecting this weekend?
With all told in the grandstands and the infield, I would think we probably have 90,000 plus.
Now, you've made some changes to the grandstands. There's a new area where RVs and motorhomes can go. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're always doing something for our fans. Every year that I've been here, we've done something from fixing the traffic with MDOT and the state police a few years ago to make out one of the best in the country in NASCAR, to investing $65 million the last 5 years. And this year was no different. And we put in this absolutely amazing RV park overlooking turns 3 and 4. But it's only partially amazing because it overlooks the track and you can see the whole thing. It's the other three sides around you that's just absolutely phenomenal. It's like a very upscale area in a beautiful national park setting. And I think everyone who's up there is just going to be completely blown away by everything, all the amenities up there. And then for everybody, we put in what we call the Budweiser Party Porch, which is right at the exit of Turn 4. It's right trackside. It's got all kinds of special activities over there, live music, beautiful bars, a huge grassy knoll, if you will, where people can just come and sit down, throw a blanket and chill out and then get off the asphalt. So a lot of other things, too, that people will notice. I mean, we never stop tinkering around based on fan feedback. We're always changing something.
Yeah, attendance in NASCAR races was down due to the poor economy. Have you seen that bottom out yet, or are you expecting that to start peaking, or are we still facing a challenge there?
Well, I mean, we're certainly not out of the woods yet. You know, we're not out of the woods from a national economy or a state economy. We've seen some momentum pick up. We're certainly seeing that in ticket sales. It's fragile. You know, you don't want to count your chickens before the eggs are hatched, but we've been up in pre-sales and really happy with that, probably about 15-20% year over year. So that's obviously very encouraging, and hope that that's a bottoming out. I mean, you know, 6 years ago we took this big jump off a cliff and we didn't know if it was a suicide dive or a bungee jump, and I think we might feel the cord tugging just a little bit here. So we're optimistic, but we're gonna, you know, got to keep working. You can't stop promoting, can't stop helping the fans.
All right, Roger Curtis is the president of the Michigan International Speedway. They've got a big, big week of racing, which starts, is that today or tomorrow?
Well, the campground's opened on Monday. Okay. Cars on track on Thursday.
All right, so tomorrow's when they'll be out there. And, Roger, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate you.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.